Now, it might sound like we're mustering cattle in the outback, but we're not. We're actually just a few kilometres inland from the beaches near Caloundra on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. This commercial cattle business is operating on two big parcels of land that's being developed into a brand new city development. Between now and when the new city of Aura is finally complete, Andrew Newcomb can graze thousands of head of cattle on the site.
People actually get lost, even though it's as open as it is, they still get lost down here because there's 10,000 acres on one side of the property and there's 3,000 acres on the other side. The highway, which you will see for 7 kilometres along the length of the place.
How many cattle in total are you running here?
We're about 3,500 head here.
How did you find out about this place, Andrew?
There was an advertisement in the Country Life 9 years ago, and there was about 700 applicants for the property, and it all come down to is how well you could sell yourself to Stocklands, because they are a developer. It is a work site. So we had to keep up with workplace and safety, fire management, weed control.
Andrew Newcomb doesn't live on site here all the time. He manages this herd while also running a busy plumbing business and his own cattle stud in nearby Gympie. He's got a pretty good setup though. So just boiled the kettle, putting a sugar into a cup of coffee. We're in a donga here, Andrew. You got all the comforts of home, beds?
Yeah, it's only somewhere to lay your head and that sort of thing. We always have a good campfire going over night time and have a couple of beers and that sort of thing.
So 5 or 6 days at a time, you were saying?
Yes, yeah. We've got the toilet block next door and that sort of thing. We've got two demountables. They're 12 by 3 metres. It's better than sleeping out under the stars, especially if it rains.
In terms of logistics, having that highway right next to you, you wouldn't want any cattle escaping.
No, we've got two caretakers on the place and their job is just permanently going around checking fences and gates. Also, everything is all electrified and our electric fences have got monitors on them. They will actually tell us then when there's a power faulty out and then we can just go into that area within 2 to 3 kilometres and tell us where that fault is.
Have you had much of a problem with trespassers?
We had in the earlier days. They did come onto here until all of a sudden they realised the electric fences did actually rather hurt.
Did you say 10,000 volts or something?
There's 10,000 volts run through it. It does hurt.
The Sunshine Coast might be picturesque, but it's not great grazing country. Andrew Newcomb and his team need to keep an eye on the cattle feeding on these coastal plains.
You've got to keep up with all other diseases and other things that happen. So today they're getting botulism, multi-min B12, and then the bigger calves are coming off and that sort of thing as well.
You were saying one of the biggest challenges about working the cattle down here is the fact that the pasture, it's pretty poor in terms of nutrition.
It's very low in nutritional value. The drier this country is, the better it is. So when everyone else is in drought, it's great down here. When it's wet, it's not real good. You'll find when it's really wet, they're all camped up on the roads, and we're lucky that we've got probably close to 100 kilometres of roads on the property. So they all camp up on the roads to stay dry, because it's like yourself, you don't want to have wet feet all the time, and they're similar as well.
Wendy Ward, you're down here helping with the mustering operation today. How'd you get roped in?
Well, I guess I'm a part of the family, so I am with Andy's nephew. So yeah, I come down and help out whenever I can. It's great, I love it.
It's got to be a cattle property with a difference, so close to the beach.
Yeah, it's really great. From coming out from being contract mustering in central Queensland to down here, it's still great to be able to get out on the property and do cattle work. No downtime while we're down here. It's all hands on deck, getting everything done, getting the cattle in, getting them drenched, anything else that has to be done.
Andrew Newcomb's cattle will be grazing here for some time to come. The vast development site isn't expected to be complete for another 18 years. But he's already noticing the urban sprawl is getting closer. Just getting to his local racetrack has got trickier.
People don't understand how close we are to Caloundra. Before they opened up the new Aura over there, we used to go to the Melbourne Cup on Melbourne Cup Day and drive to the back fence, go to the races, come back, jump in the vehicle and drive home, because it was only about 400 metres from her back fence. Now there's probably about 2 kilometres, so it's a little bit annoying that all these houses are being built on the property, but when we took the lease on, we realised that we're going to eventually get built out. It's amazing to see and that sort of thing. It's called progress, I suppose.